Welcome to today's deep dive. You know, looking at this massive stack of 2025 and 2026 geroscience reports, the whole goal of aging research is, well, it's really changing. Medicine is officially pivoting.
Yeah, it really is. It's not just about adding more candles to a birthday cake anymore, right?
Exactly. The focus is shifting entirely away from just chronological lifespan, like simply logging years on a calendar, to maximizing health span. You know, the duration of your life spent in optimal health, totally free from disease.
Right, because the field is moving past the idea that physical decline is just this mandatory package deal that comes with getting older. We're looking at a biological landscape where, honestly, that physical decline is actually negotiable.
Okay, let's unpack this. To extend that health span, I mean, we first have to understand what causes our cells to deteriorate in the first place, right?
Right, and the root cause starts deep inside the cell, specifically with your mitochondria, you know, the cellular powerhouses. Over time, the cellular environment runs low on standard DNA building blocks.
Oh, got it.
So the aging mitochondria start making this critical error. They grab fragile RNA building blocks instead.
Which means this faulty DNA breaks, and then it physically leaks out of the mitochondria into the main fluid of the cell, right?
Spot on.
And since mitochondria originally evolved from ancient bacteria billions of years ago, the body's defense system sees this leaked DNA and literally mistakes it for a bacterial infection.
Yes, exactly. And that triggers a protein called CGAS, which sparks chronic low-grade inflammation or inflammaging.
Right, inflammaging. I mean, the CGAS protein basically acts like a hyperactive cellular smoke alarm. It gets stuck in the on position, constantly screaming there's a fire when the house is totally fine.
What's fascinating here is we finally have proof that some people naturally turn that alarm down.
Wait, really? Like, naturally?
Yeah. The Light and Longevity study looked at these exceptionally long-lived families and found they share a rare genetic variant called CGAS-RC2081A241.
Wow, catchy name.
Very. But it actively degrades that cellular smoke alarm faster, which keeps their baseline immune system quiet.
And researchers are so confident in this mechanism that they are currently gene editing this exact human variant into fast-aging turquoise killifish just to watch it extend health span in real time.
Exactly. But since we can't safely gene edit our own CGAS pathways like a killifish just yet, the immediate alternative is altering our environment to stop inflammation.
Well, I want to push back on the current hype around lifestyle changes here, specifically diet. Because intermittent fasting is treated like this universal cure-all right now.
Oh, definitely. Influencers are always telling you to just skip breakfast to stop aging.
Right. But there is a massive 2026 Jackson Lab study on 800 genetically diverse mice, and it paints a completely different picture.
Yeah, that study's a game changer. When put on a strict intermittent fasting protocol, the inbred male mice gained a 1.7-month survival advantage.
Which sounds great until you look at the females.
Right, because for the inbred females, it provided absolutely zero survival benefit.
Which means the one-size-fits-all diet is an illusion. And biologically, it makes sense, you know? A female body often interprets fasting not as a trigger for cellular cleanup, but as a famine.
Exactly. It goes into resource conservation mode that completely cancels out the anti-aging benefits. Diet efficacy is strictly dictated by your unique genetics and biological sex.
Here's where it gets really interesting. If diets aren't universally effective, can precision medications safely target these biological aging hallmarks without relying on unpredictable diet responses?
Well, the landscape is shifting fast.
Yeah.
The old darlings of longevity are struggling in clinical trials right now.
Like the direct senolytic drugs, the ones designed to clear out old cells.
Yeah, they're falling short. And even metformin is facing intense scrutiny because data shows it actively blocks muscle strength gains in older adults.
I mean, if you're an older adult trying to avoid frailty, taking a drug that blocks muscle growth is a terrible strategy. It blunts the very biological stress response you need to build muscle.
Precisely. So what is replacing them in the data? It's pointing to three different classes of therapeutics. First, rapamycin.
Ah, the PEARL trial, right?
Yes. The recent PEARL trial showed it successfully preserved female lean muscle mass. It chemically mimics the cellular benefits of fasting without triggering that famine stress response we just talked about.
That is huge. And then there are SGLT2 inhibitors. I was looking at a major trial where they lengthen the protective caps on DNA, the telomeres, in 90.5% of patients.
Yeah, they do this by flushing excess sugar out through the urine. That lowers systemic metabolic stress so much that the DNA can actually rebuild those caps.
Wow. And finally, GLP-1 agonists. We now have proof they can reverse biological aging at the epigenetic level.
We do. In a highly controlled trial, they reversed the Dudentin-Pase clock by 9%.
For those of you unfamiliar, the Dudentin-Pase clock is basically a biological speedometer measuring how fast your cells are aging at this exact moment.
Right, and by quieting systemic inflammation, GLP-1s are literally taking the foot off the gas pedal.
So, what does this all mean for you? The goal of all this science isn't to make you live to 120 just so you can sit in a chair for 3 decades.
No, not at all. The true objective is experiential density. Living those extended years with complete cognitive clarity and physical independence.
Not just logging empty chronological years.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are fundamentally redefining what it means to grow old. We are moving from just managing symptoms to actively fixing the cellular smoke alarms before the house ever catches fire.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to chew on. If these biological breakthroughs soon eliminate the physical decline that has historically been guaranteed in old age, how does that fundamentally change the way you should be planning your career and your retirement today?